Hello, this is the Angry GM. This is a proofread aloud, and this is a terrible mistake because I have actually opened this proofread aloud up to a live studio audience, even though there is something like 10 hours left for me to get this posted for it to count as an August post. And it is like the excerpt that I wrote for this article, by the way, which is called A Complete Idiot's Guide to Play-by-Post Gaming, is the most honest excerpt I have ever attached to a post, and it goes thus. This title is a lie. I'm the complete idiot, and this feature will not help anyone run a good play-by-post game. I'm just giving a very long, rambling, overly detailed response to a very simple question I had no business answering. Really, don't read this. And I stand by every word of that excerpt, because in point of fact, in the last 36 hours, I have made a series of decisions that led to this article, every one of which was a poor decision, including letting Nox Aeternus from the Discord bully me, even though he totally did not bully me in any way. He nonetheless inadvertently bullied me into writing this particular article. So, which I will explain, because it is, of course, a random bullshit article, which means it gets like 900 words of context before I get to anything useful. And now I'm just going to start reading it aloud. Everybody who has listened, or everybody who is listening live, settle in and enjoy. If you want to drop the call at some point because you realize that this is just a train wreck, by all means, I expect no one to be left listening when this is done. So I give you A Complete Idiot's Guide to Play-by-Post Gaming. All right, I should also point out that there are probably a lot more errors in this one than there usually are, just because the writing process was kind of a little up against the wall here. And I did decide at one point to scrap what I was doing and start from scratch and go a different way before I got too far into it. But it really did put me up against the wall, so probably a lot more little errors got through. So if I have to stop and fix formatting and shit, I think I have to fix literally every heading. So yeah, this is going to be a terrible proofread aloud to go along with the terrible content that I'm reading. Now that I've totally built it up, let's all sit back and enjoy as I read A Complete Idiot's Guide to Play-by-Post Gaming. All right, ladies and gentle beings, this is going to be a weird trip, and I don't know what's going to happen. That's why, by the way, I'm classing this as random bullshit. So let me explain the context. The need to ramblingly explain the context is another reason I have to call this a random bullshit feature. I have no idea when or even if I'll actually get to anything resembling a point. Consider yourself warned. Obviously, it's been a rough month. I'm actually going to cut this whole thing because that is not necessarily. Okay, consider yourself warned. I needed a one-off topic to quickly fill a gap in the schedule. I didn't want to just phone it in by going back to the Ask Angry well, so I let my Discord community fight over what I should write. Frenemy for Life and editor of Adequate Adventures, the monthly community fanzine for quick and dirty adventures, Nox Aeternus, selfishly suggested that I explain a drive-by answer I gave him weeks ago to a question I was totally unqualified to answer. See, Nox Aeternus is one of those poor, unfortunate souls who lacks the real-life friends or the online time to run actual role-playing games these days. Which is a real shame, I should note, because the dude's got pretty great adventure design chops. I've been greatly impressed by his work. The point is, though, he's been stuck running play-by-post games off and on for a while now. His view on it is, any game is better than no game. My view is, there's a time when you admit role-playing gaming just doesn't fit in your life. Don't tell me, by the way, to wait until I'm in the same boat. I've gone through periods in my life when play-by-post would have been my only option, and I discovered there are lots of other hobbies in the world. I ain't talking out of my ass when I say better no game than to, oh, better no game to host than resorting to play by post. I made that a little poem. I ain't talking out of my ass when I say better no game to host than resorting to play by post. Sorry, I gotta focus. Anyway, in my Discord server, Knox said he was thinking of starting a new PvP game. That should be PBP. I both expanded and didn't expand the initialism. Anyway, Knox said he was thinking of starting a new PBP game, and he wanted to know what systems people might recommend as being particularly good for a play-by-post game. To understand my response, you have to know two things about me. First, on Discord, I only have two modes. Either I take over a conversation and deliver a series of long, angry speeches or monologues or lectures, which are the conversational equivalent of dropping a brick wall across a go-kart track during the final lap, or else I deliver a quick, single-sentence drive-by response like this. Here's my totally correct five-word answer with zero context or explanation because I don't have time to explain because I have too much shit to do, but if you get lucky and manage to catch me at a good time and ask nicely someday, maybe I'll explain but not today, and it doesn't matter anyway because the correctness of my correct answer is all that matters. Okay, bye! Then I post that Grunkle Stan smoke bomb gif or one of a speeding car and vanish from Discord for 3 days. Incidentally, access to me via Discord is something people financially support me to get. Isn't that insane? Anyway, the second thing you have to understand is that, as I implied, explied, really, I'm not the biggest fan of play-by-post gaming. The last time I did any PvP gaming, it was done via online forum, a message board. Discord wasn't even a thing. The first time I did it, by the way, it was literally play by post in that you had to write down your response, put a postage stamp on the outside, and post it through the postal service. Yes, I'm that old. I also have to correct a little typo here that I can't just do in one quick keystroke. I have actually been correcting a few typos just by single keystrokes. I've gotten much better at that now. It used to be that if I had to stop and correct something, I had to, like, literally stop reading. Now I can correct, like, a single word or a single letter as I'm reading without it stopping me. But if I have to do any more than that, it's still like, okay, now I have to pull the drag chute on this read aloud. So anyway, the first time I did it, by the way, it was literally play by post in that you had to write down your response, put a postage stamp on the outside, and post it through the postal service. Yes, I'm that old. The point is, I had no business answering that question, and for reasons that will become clear in a bit, I have no business expanding on my answer. Which is what I'm doing today, sort of. So I have three unclosed HTML tags what need closing before I can stumble through the next paragraph. So I'm just gonna go ahead and resolve that quick before I start reading anymore. Doo-doo-doo. I did warn you this was gonna suck. The article and the read. So I blurted out, if I was forced at gunpoint to run a play-by-post game, I'd use Dungeon World or some other Powered by the Apocalypse game, or maybe I'd use Genesis. I don't have time to explain or expand, though, and that's a shame because it'd be a fun thought experiment. Actually, what would be really fun is to imagine how I'd design a system specifically for play-by-post gaming. But not today. I'm too damned busy. Remind me when I have time, and I'll maybe think through this shit. Bye, smoke bomb. Knox is an opportunistic, that should really be a block quote, since that was a multi-line. Yeah, we're gonna fix that, boop. Okay. Knox is an opportunistic bastard, and he also knows me and my weird sense of honor and integrity a little too well. When I said, I need a one-off topic outside any of my main series to fill the final spot in my August content calendar, he leaped on that opportunity and said, you could explain your answer about PvP games and maybe give some advice about running play-by-post games. Check and friggin' mate. Nice move, Nox. But I will have my revenge. Today, in fact, because I'm going to give you a really shitty answer. What you have to understand, yes, this is still all context, is that when I'm asked a question I know I have no business answering, I either do an ass ton of research or else I decline to answer. I don't actually talk out of my ass. I speak either from a position of experience or a position of knowledge. So normally what I do is look at what other advice exists out there for play-by-post games, synthesize the important points, consider my own personal experiences and everything I know about game mastering, game design, and system design, and then I'd offer an intelligent answer. I'd better it, of course, you know, because you got to make it gooder. I don't want it to be not good. But, okay. I'd punch it up with some swears and insults, come up with a funny analogy involving genital torture, so I could say I'd rather dip my gonads in barbecue sauce and dangle them in a piranha tank than run a play-by-post game myself, and call it a day. But that ain't what I'm doing. Because I actually did have a good reason for suggesting the game systems I did. And I have one more to add. Whoops. Fixy. But that ain't what I'm doing. Because I actually did have a good reason for suggesting the game systems I did. And I have one more to add, which is Everway, but that's a tough ask because I'm the only one who bought a copy of That Complete Failure of an RPG published by Wizards of the Coast before they bought Dungeons & Dragons, which needs to be italic-y. My answer wasn't based on experience, but rather on thinking through what I saw as the big issues in play-by-post gaming, why I hated the medium, and what I might do to mitigate that to make it almost tolerable. So that's what I'm doing today. And I'm really hoping that in the rewrite, I can punch up this rambling introductory story of how this article came to be so that it's at least an entertaining read. My problem with play-by-post gaming. So why did I answer the way I did? What is it about Powered by the Apocalypse and Genesis that make them good candidates for a style of gaming I not only hate, but have no experience with and thus have no business telling people how to run? It comes down to what would have to change to make play-by-post palatable to me. Yes, my answer is all about, if I had to run a game this way, how could I possibly make it less shit? The first problem, and I should really go, yeah, and I should, yeah, that should be shouldn't. The first problem, and I shouldn't really go into this because it's not very actionable, but I've already committed to this stream of consciousness bloggy bullshit and counting on being entertaining to carry me through. The first problem is that gaming is what I do when I want to be social. I'm not actually obsessed with role-playing games. I'm not one of those people that loves the hobby and the medium so much that I wish I could be doing RPGs all the time, and so I try to fit everything into RPGs, even in my alone time. Nope. RPGs are one of the ways I enjoy hanging out with other people. They're not even the only way I like hanging out with other people, by the way. In the past, my gaming friends have tried to invite me to gaming-themed holiday parties and gaming-themed weddings and all that shit, and I'm like, thanks, but can't we just have a holiday party? I'll play a board game after a delicious dinner and drinks, but I really don't need to roleplay through the whole damned evening. It's okay to leave the gaming table, you know? That, by the way, is also why I kind of hate running games online, because it's barely social. Voice and video chat over the internet is not spending time with human people. I'm sorry. I do it because it's fun in its own way and because I'm separated from some of my closest friends these days, but it ain't quite the same. No system will make play-by-post gaming social, because exchanging text messages is not social at all, not remotely. It isn't. I'm sorry. My next problem with play-by-post gaming is pacing. You might have noticed from that whole true game mastery, that should be a link, and we're going to fix that. because it should link to the True Game Mastery series. True Game Mastery Index. Perfect. You might have noticed from that whole True Game Mastery thing that I consider to be pacing, one of the top five game mastering skills, and I'm pretty sure it's the thing that separates an okay game from a great game. A master of pacing can be merely proficient in all other game mastering skills, and they'll still be one of the best game masters ever. It's why I run great games, and also why my online games suck, and why none of my players online think I'm anything more than a mediocre game master. But I digress. Play by post is... You all know how play by post works, right? I guess I should explain it. This is why I outline and plan my features these days instead of doing stream of consciousness blog bullshit. Sorry. Play-by-post games are played by exchanging messages. We used to do it by mail, like I said, and then email, and then message boards. You can do them on internet forums or even social media. In theory, they work just like normal tabletop role-playing games, except they're asynchronous and therefore play out over text exchange. That said, there's probably no reason why you couldn't run a play-by-post game using recorded voice messages these days. That's interesting. I wonder if anyone's doing that. Sorry. I have this ugly feeling because I'm not actually in the play-by-post scene and don't know all the ways people do it. I have this ugly feeling that someone's going to point out that you can run a play-by-post game that isn't asynchronous. Like everyone is just typing out their messages on Discord, but everyone's connected at the same time, so responses come right away. But I would consider that play-by-text rather than play-by-post. To me, asynchrony is a defining feature of play-by-post. I, the game master, can drop my narration whenever I want to. I post it to the Discord group or forum thread or send it out via email, and then people can respond whenever they want by declaring their actions. Once I've got all the actions declared, I can resolve them and then send out a message which describes all the results and then invites everyone to respond with new actions. Round and round it goes. It's basically just a tabletop role-playing game with long pauses inserted between everything everyone says. It's like gaming in extreme slow motion. Slowness ain't the problem. Now, I'm not saying anything remarkable yet. And I probably never will, but I should add... I'm not going to add another joke in there. I've made enough jokes out of how this is crap. Honestly, if I seriously did think this was crap and that it didn't have very interesting things and thoughts and conclusions, then I wouldn't post it, even if it meant I wasn't going to get paid. So there is a certain amount of, I'm joking in all of this, this is crap, no one should read. Obviously, I think it's worth reading. Might not be worth the word count, but, you know, I mean, that's just my thing. But anyway, now, I'm not saying anything remarkable yet. Everyone knows that play-by-post is slow because of the asynchrony, and I'm sure that anyone running a play-by-post game has already taken steps to mitigate that basic problem. I'm sure every play-by-post game master starts by establishing some kind of shot clock expectation where everyone's expected to check in, say, every 24 hours or so, and if too much time passes before they respond, they get skipped. That shit's just obvious. Moreover, though, it doesn't matter if play-by-post games are slow. Actual tabletop role-playing games, in person and online, are high-commitment activities. To play one, you've got to give up 3 or 4 hours and be fully attentive to the game once every week or two or whatever. To run one, you've also got to commit some number of hours to prepping between game sessions. Consequently, table time is highly valuable. If you're going to commit to that shit, you want to spend the hours at the table getting in as much game as you can. Not so with play-by-post games, though. Tossing off some narration and a response takes just a few minutes, and you can pretty much do it whenever you want. If you can find just 15 minutes once or twice a day, you can play. You can even play while pooping. And while I imagine what it would take me to run such a game, I consider that the prep time would also be so stretched out as to be practically non-existent. If I were running a play-by-post game, I skipped a word in there, fixing that. If I were running a play-by-post game, I'd probably barely prep anything but a really basic outline. If even that, I'd probably run a much more free-form game, play to find out what happens and all that horse shit. The point is that slowness ain't the problem, and the low level of buy-in means that people are inclined to be more patient, so some basic expectations management and occasional prodding from the Game Master are enough to keep everyone invested. But there are a few problems downstream from the slowness that I would definitely need to manage if I were ever going to run a play-by-post game, or if I were ever to design a play-by-post system. The first problem I'd have, heading, no dynamic exchanges. The first problem I'd have if I were running play-by-post games comes from the slow and asynchronous nature of the game, but it's not the slowness itself. Rather, it's the lack of dynamic exchange. What does that mean? It means that you need to avoid back-and-forth exchanges. It's kind of like the difference between a debate and a negotiation. In a negotiation, there are lots of low-content messages flitting back and forth. Negotiation is basically two people firing proposals and counterproposals at each other over and over again until they hit one they both agree on. Messages are short, and there are lots of them. Do you see what I mean? Contrast that with a structured debate. There's a single talking point, and each participant then delivers a speech about the topic. When they're done, the next participant gets to deliver their own speech responding to the previous one. Then the first participant responds, and then the topic is closed and a new one begins. You thus end up with a few long messages. I should say high content. I'm actually going to rephrase that. You thus end up with a small number of high-hyphen content messages. Of the two, it's pretty obvious which you'd prefer if you were running a game in asynchronous slow motion. Every message you send has a long time delay, so you want to send as few messages as possible, and each of those messages should move the game along as much as possible. When I think about the action in a typical Dungeons & Dragons game, I see a lot of low-content messages flying back and forth. Consider, for example, what it takes to resolve a simple attack. First, the Game Master describes the situation, of course, and then the player declares their intention to attack a specific target with a specific weapon. The Game Master approves the action, applies modifiers, and asks for an attack roll. The player then rolls the attack and announces the result. If it hits, the Game Master says so and calls for a damage roll, and the player does the damage roll and calls out the results. The Game Master applies the results and describes the outcome. Now, I hope I don't have to point out that I'm not actually an idiot. I am merely trying to illustrate a thought process. I know for a fact that if I were running a play-by-post game, I would not handle attacks that way at all. I'd be smart enough to just roll the whole attack and damage myself, or there'd be a dice bot connected to the server, and the player would roll both their attack and damage at the same time, and all that shit if the players wanted the fun of rolling their own dice, or I'd establish some kind of standard for players, including the die roll with action declarations or whatever. The point is, I'd have a system to cut out all the negotiation and back and forth math that goes into resolving an action, and I assume every other person running play-by-post games does the same if they're even using dice. My point here is that even without die rolling, there's a lot of back and forth dynamic exchanges in D&D. Every action is a negotiation where the player declares an action and the GM then decides what ability score and what skill is in play, and then the player has a chance to invoke special abilities on their character sheet to change the odds before rolling, and then the dice are rolled, and then the player has a moment to spend resources to change the outcome. There are lots of little fiddly bits like that in D&D that would make it hard to cut out the negotiational nature of action resolution, which is a word Grammarly insists doesn't exist, negotiational. Which I'd now like saying, negotiational. There's lots of shit on the character sheet that interrupts and affects action resolution at various stages. Everything from, after you roll the die, you can, to, as a reaction when a creature, not to mention all the fiddly little buffs and debuffs and conditions people can give each other. It's bigger than you think. The problem with having to limit low-content negotiational dynamic exchanges goes well beyond action resolution, though, because there are lots of other such exchanges that take place at the tabletop role-playing game table. Consider, for example, a good, well-played social interaction scene. Real, actual conversation is a rapid-fire slew of low-content messages, and so are the best social interaction scenes in tabletop role-playing games. By necessity, I can't imagine playing a naturalistic conversation in a play-by-post game just because it'd take a week, and there is a limit on patience and pacing even for a low-commitment activity. There comes a point where every human gets bored with being trapped in the same scene for 4 days. That ain't an insurmountable problem either. It just highlights that you've either got to limit scenes that require dynamic and negotiational exchanges, like combats and conversations, or you've got to accept that things like conversations are going to play out very differently. So, for example, conversations are going to be more like characters taking turns delivering speeches, and you have to play into that with how you narrate shit, and you've got to do a mix of both. I would probably land on doing both. I'd definitely shy away from naturalistic conversation and combat both in my play-by-post game. Yeah, I'd definitely shy away from naturalistic conversation and combat both in my play-by-post game, and I'd have to change how they're paced and presented. But there's another victim here, because there's another kind of low-content negotiational dynamic exchange that happens frequently at the game table, and which I'd say is core to the role-playing game experience. I'm talking here about intra-party, inter-player communication. Those are exchanges between the players as they work out their plans or try to solve problems together. Consider, for example, what happens at a normal game table when the party comes to an intersection and you, the game master, say, "Left or right, guys?" Now take that committee debate and insert 4 to 24 hours for every statement every player makes. Yeah. Now again, this is one of those problems that I'm sure those who run frequent play-by-post games have solved with a combination of purpose-built solutions and expectations management. For example, if I were running a play-by-post game, I'd probably have 2 communication channels. One is the official channel where I narrate and adjudicate and players act, and the other would be a chatter channel where the players can talk among themselves whenever and however often they want. I'd read it, of course, but it'd help to separate the two, and I'd have to suspend my disbelief a bit when the players have a 3-hour discussion about how to respond to a trap that is literally springing on them in an instant or some shit like that. I have to fix the formatting on a heading here and add a little hyphen. There's such a thing as too high content. If I were forced to run a play-by-post game, I'd have to accept that the communication medium greatly prefers a small number of high-content communications over negotiational dynamic exchanges. I can live with that by adjusting how I resolve actions, by setting proper expectations, by implementing tools to manage the pace, like shot clock expectations and a side channel for player chatter, and by downplaying certain kinds of encounters and decision points. Fine and dandy. But I also foresee a problem with high-content communication. If you give a role player a text document and literally hours to fill it out, they're going to fill that document. It's going to be like a fire hose. The best-case scenario is a lot of self-performing, flowery descriptions for every action. I can deal with that to some extent, but I do have to read every post, and if they get too long, then I'm putting in more than a few minutes a couple of times a day, and now this is a high-commitment activity, and my patience for it wanes drastically. The worst-case scenario, though, is a problem that I already sometimes have at my role-playing game table, wherein a player will describe an entire sequence of actions. I'll say this, and then do this, and if that works, I'll follow up with this, and so on. I have to say something like, "Let's see how that first thing works out, and then you can continue." I mention this again because I'm thinking through the problem as an outsider. I'm sure once more that basic guidelines for post and expectations management are de rigueur for those who run play-by-post games regularly, and I definitely implement my own guidelines and expectations. But it's something I would be looking out for. While I'm on the subject, though, I have to admit I can foresee one place where the whole play-by-post thing would make my job easier. In fact, it'd probably become the cornerstone of my guidelines and expectations if I were forced to run a play-by-post game. Go ahead and split the party. In the past, I've had trouble explaining to game masters and players alike the concept of simultaneous independent actions. What am I talking about? The simplest example is what happens when the players come into a room that has a bunch of interactive things to check out. Maybe there's a treasure chest and some furniture and a bookshelf and a strange jeweled statuette and a corpse or whatever. Lots of stuff to play with. Modern game masters tend to resolve one interaction at a time. So Adam says, I open the chest, and the game master describes the content, goes back and forth with Adam for a bit. Then Beth says, I want to read the titles on the bookshelf. Do any stand out? And the game master goes back and forth with her for a bit. Me, I pull everyone, then resolve a bunch of actions at once. After Adam says he wants to open the chest, I say, okay, Ardrick enters the room and approaches the chest. Beth, what's Beryllia doing while he does that? And so on. Once I've got an action queued up for everyone, then I describe all the results and poll for new actions. Of course, I adjust the whole queue based on how long a given action might take. It takes some training to get newer players used to that way of doing shit, and it takes some explaining to teach game masters how to do it. How do I remember all the actions? Have you considered taking notes? You mean with my hands? That's like a baby's game. But eventually they get it down. Until they get to town and don't realize that it works the same there. That it's totally okay to split the party in reasonably safe civilized areas, or even frontier areas that have been swept for danger, and that each player can do their own thing. I suspect that play-by-post games not only facilitate that kind of shit, but make it super easy to grok. In point of fact, I'd probably make it part of my basic pacing and spell it out in my guidelines and expectations. Once I'm done narrating and I poll you all for actions, I will not resolve anything until everyone has declared what they're doing for this action pass. I also suspect I'm not breaking any new ground, and avid play-by-posters are just saying, and the last horse crosses the finish line. No shit, Angry, this is P-by-P 101. We all know this. Fixing a heading, because I fucked up literally everyone. Dungeon World or Genesis? Everything above, not counting the first 1,000 words of quote-unquote context, is what went through my head when I happened to glance at my Discord server when Nox Eternus said, what system do you think would be good for a play-by-post game? All that shit about low-content versus high-content communication, negotiational action resolution, encounter types, and a strong bias towards simultaneous polled action is why I blurted out Dungeon World or Genesis. Oops. And I was trying to correct the typo without breaking my read, and then I screwed that up and deleted a sentence. And now I'm undoing and fixing. Tip, 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 tip. Which is why I blurted out Dungeon World or Genesis. I'll get to Everway in a minute. Dungeon World is a powered by the apocalypse game. Dungeon World is a powered by the apocalypse game. That engine took great pains to build a system around the basic role-playing gaming conversation. That is, it basically encodes the Game Master describes, player declares action, Game Master resolves mechanic that's core to the role-playing gaming experience. As such, it focuses on low negotiation, high content action resolution, and the world and the situation only change after the players take actions. Resolving an action in Dungeon World involves recognizing the moment when a player says something that requires an action resolution, and then using a chunk of mechanics called a move to resolve it. So when a player says something like, I'll smack the goblin with my sword, or I examine the weird statuette to see what I can make of it, the Game Master says, it sounds like you're hacking and slashing, roll plus strength, or you're trying to discern realities, roll plus wisdom. There's a lot of negotiational back and forth in basic action resolution, and the whole game is based on just listening to natural descriptions of actions to decide how things play out. Action resolution is also a bit more high content than action resolution in D&D. In D&D, actions succeed or fail. But in Dungeon World, there's a whole system of yes-ands and no-buts tied to action resolution, and failed actions invite the Game Master to counteract through the world. The Dungeon World thus really lends itself to asynchronous play. The one fiddly bit that I'd change is that action outcomes often offer players choice. Wow, that's a tough thing to read. Oh, that's because there's assonance in there. There's a lot of O sounds. That's a tricky one to... The one fiddly bit that I'd change is that action outcomes often offer players choices. If you barely hit with a ranged attack, for example, you have to choose to either penalize your damage or decrease your ammo or move into danger. If I were running Dungeon World by post, I'd probably just make the choices myself based on my read of the situation and how the player described their action, or else invite the players to pre-make their choices when they take actions. I fire my bow, and if I can't get a good shot, I'll move out into the open for a clear line versus I fire my bow and I'm willing to fire as many shots as I have to for a decisive hit. Genesis is a generic game engine that Fantasy Flight Games made by filing the serial numbers off their Star Wars RPG engine. While the Star Wars versions are a little bit fiddly and weighed down with lots of character abilities and extra mechanics, the generic Genesis system is a lot lighter and easier to manage. There are a lot fewer little picayune character abilities that demand a lot of negotiational back and forth during action resolution. But I think what makes Genesis a great fit for play by post is the narrative dice pool system. See, you resolve actions in Genesis by building pools from lots of different dice of different sizes marked with different symbols. There are dice for attribute scores, dice for skills, dice for positive and negative circumstances, and dice that represent the task's difficulty. The pool provides a high content result. Success and failure are measured in degrees, and you can have lucky or unlucky happenstances ride along with them. Not to mention crits and fumbles that sometimes just add to the results rather than overriding them. In real life, Genesis is kind of clunky and clumsy to work with. Building pools takes time, interpreting the results carries a learning curve, basically everything you'd expect. But with slow, asynchronous play, those downsides don't matter, especially if you, the Game Master, handle the rolling yourself. You don't work through building the pool with the player and then have them roll it, and you skip any mechanics that require any negotiational back and forth that affect the roll, or else require the players to pre-choose those things, and instead just build the pool, resolve the action, and describe the result. Honestly, with the right adjustments, I think play by post is the one thing that would make Genesis playable to me. Especially with all the other guidelines and expectations crap I already discussed, and especially if I use the pool results to cover bigger scale actions. I'm going to change that to gambits. Let's cover gambits instead of actions. Yeah. because I know where this, because that's the terminology I use in the next part. Okay. Honestly, with the right adjustments, I think play-by-post is the one thing that would make Genesis playable to me, especially with all the other guidelines and expectations crap I already discussed, and especially if I use the pool results to cover gambits instead of actions. What does that mean? Well, let me tell you about Everway. Everway by post. I think I've mentioned this game before, possibly during my weird tarot obsession, but Everway : visionary role-playing, I shit you not, that's what it called itself, was written by Jonathan Tweet, yes, the D&D 4E and 13th Age guy, and published in 1995 by Wizards of the Coast. It was one of their many attempts to get into the role-playing game market, both before and after Magic the Gathering hit shelves and then a couple of years later actually caught on. I think I bought my copy in late 1995 in a bargain bin, so that just shows how well Everway did. Everway is a weird fantasy multiverse adventure game, very steeped in a variety of ancient earthly mythologies, particularly non-Western mythology, and based strongly on the Hermetic elements astrology and tarot cartomancy, especially tarot cartomancy. The game comes with a special in-universe tarot-like deck called the Fortune Deck, which is used in character generation, plot and adventure planning, and action resolution. To resolve an uncertain action that demands more than a simple stat comparison, the Game Master draws a card from the Fortune Deck, which can be upright or reversed, and describes the outcome based on the card's meaning and symbolism. Basic meanings are printed right on the card, so you don't have to memorize things. Obviously, this leads to very high content action resolution of the type I've been going on a bit about, Obviously, this leads to very high content action resolution of the type I've been going on about, because drawing a card like Drowning in Armor in combat is very different from drawing Striking the Dragon's Tail or whatever. There's lots of room for very loaded resolutions. But beyond that, Everway also requires a different approach to action resolution that I think would shine in the play-by-post space. Just fixing a couple of little things, but they built up a bit. See, to pull off an Everway game, the Game Master has to focus on resolving shit a little above the individual action level. That's what I was driving at when I said gambits above. In Everway, when a fight breaks... Okay, actually, I'm going to drop that. Hold on. I'm just cleaning up a sentence here. Okay, see, to pull off an Everway game, the Game Master has to focus on resolving shit a little above the individual action level. When a fight breaks out, for example, you don't resolve individual maneuvers and attacks, but rather you resolve gambits or sorties. Say the party encounters a dragon. The warrior charges into battle, the wizard casts a protection spell, and the dragon readies a gout of flame. The Game Master would resolve that whole round of action and determine how it works out for everyone involved. Depending on the card pulls, maybe the warrior is held at bay by the dragon fire, but the worst of the blast is stopped by the wizard, and the dragon is now on the offensive. See what I mean? You resolve situations rather than individual actions. And do you see why I think Everway might just be perfect for a play-by-post games if you can get your hands on a copy? It helps that it's pretty light on mechanics and heavily focused on the narrative. If I were doing an online Everway game, I'd probably take the time to scan or find images of all the cards so that every time I resolved an action, I could post the image of the card at the top of my resolution. I'd probably use icons to do the same if I were running Genesis. Post a string of at icons representing the dice pool result at the top of my resolutions. And if I were running Genesis, I'd use the same Everway philosophy of resolving sorties and gambits rather than individual actions after I got a full declaration from every player of their character's disposition in the scene. Sorry if this is shit. I don't actually know how helpful any of what I said might actually be to you, Knox, or anyone running a play-by-post game. I'm sure I said some really obvious shit that everyone who plays by post already knows. I'm pretty sure my system recommendations are good, and maybe my analysis might help some folks who've been struggling with their own attempts at play-by-post. Honestly, though, I didn't want to just search for the best advice about play-by-post gaming, synthesize it, and put my own spin on it. Anyone can do that. If you do want to know how to run a better play-by-post game and nothing I said helps, answers are just a search engine away. I know, I did check. I'm hoping that my unique perspective and analysis provides something that you can't get from anyone else. If not, well, what can I say? I took a chance.